Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parsha Shemini, which is also Shabbos Parshas Para, as well as Shabbos Mevarchim for the Chodesh Nissan, which is almost upon us. Of course, anytime we bench Rosh Chodesh Nissan, it's a reminder to strengthen our saying of Tachnun, because we will fall under the prohibition of saying Tachnun for a month, according to our minig. And since we'll have an Isser coming upon us while we have the Heter still to say Tachton, we should be extra careful to say it with the proper Kavana. Let us turn to this week's Parsha, Parsha Shemini. And I'd like to share with you a beautiful thought. Probably the most famous line in the Parsha is Vayidem Aaron. Aaron being silent in the face of an awful tragedy. Two great children die very, very suddenly. We find in Rashi, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yemel, Maschar Kibel, Shenisyachet Imo Yadibur. The schar that he got for his silence was he had a nevuah given to him alone, Nisyachet Imo, just him, Shenemer, as it says to him, to Aaron himself, Yayin B'Shechar Al Tesht. When did this happen? When did this Nevuah come? So the Ramban, at the beginning of Achrei Mais, tells us, Nemar la'arayin b'yayim achras l'misah son. The next morning, after Aaron lost his sons, the next day he got this Nevuah. And the Ramban explains, because until on the day that the sons died, he was an Einain. And the Shechinah is not shayrim on somebody in a moment of tragedy and sadness. So it was the next morning. Still, we're amazed that Aaron HaKohen, the next day after he lost two such sons, could be Mekabel Nevuah. The Shechinah is not Shari Alumetech Simcha. The Shechinah resides on a person when he has joy. The great Elisha HaNavi, where he got upset at the Averis of the Melech Yisrael, it says, Kuli Menagein, he had to bring somebody to cheer him up, to get so he could be besimcha to get Nevuah. And Aaron, the day after, it apparently was enough besimcha that he could get Nevuah. Haloi Dabaru. This brings to mind a verse from Rav Simcha Sheps, Zechrein Levracha, one of the Rishi Yeshiva here in Tarvadas, who said the following. He said, what is the inyan of the connection of the Nevuah to Aaron not to drink wine? How is that Mida Kedeged Mida for his Vayidim Aaron, for Aaron being quiet? Very interesting, that punkt, that Nevuah should come as a schar. And Rav Sheps explained it as follows. He said, the nature of a person is that when a person has problems, the problems take hold of him. The avelus, the sadness, whether it's avelus literally or any difficulty, takes him. I remember seeing the expression by the stipler in Chaye Olam, that whatever degree of tzara a person has, it memalinoi say, a person gets totally absorbed in his problems. Tzara shalodam taifsim aisai. The nature of a person is that drinking wine is something people do to forget their difficulty, to forget their tzara. Aaron HaKohen had a terrible tzara, the loss of not only two sons, but two absolutely great children. His godless of Vayidim Aaron was not just being quiet, but he was in control. He was in control of his feelings. His tzara and avelus didn't fill him up. He felt the pain, he felt the avelus, he was saddened. But it didn't fill him. It wasn't memali him. He was in control. He was able to get Nevuah, even though the Shechinah is only Shri Mitei Simcha, because he had that aspect, that strength, that inner strength, the self-control. So therefore, says Rav Sheps, it's very appropriate. The Nevuah coming came to him was a Nevuah not to drink wine. People drink wine for many reasons. The only constructive reason to drink wine is sometimes when a person has terrible tzaras, and he drinks to forget his difficulty. Aaron HaKohen taught a person is capable of separating his feelings and being able to go on and put his feelings aside. This lesson is a very important lesson. While we may not be on the level of Aaron HaKohen, and God forbid, heaven forbid, if someone would have this type of tzara, we couldn't put it aside. But our challenge is with lesser tzaras, with difficulties and challenges, or things that disturb us on a smaller level. And at least there we can try to learn the lesson of Aaron HaKohen. Rav Schwab puts it this way. He says a malach could only do one shlichus at a time, could only do one focus on one thing at a time. A human being has to be able to focus on more than one thing at a time. And when a person, a human being, is upset about one thing, it shouldn't fill him up. It shouldn't make him upset about everything. The way I like to put it is that you have to have a big back pocket. You have to sometimes be able to take a challenge, a difficulty, something that upsets you, and put it in your back pocket. Put it away for a little while. And go out among people and be ish ben anashim and behave the way you should behave. Nobody likes complainers. People are always upset. You need that big back pocket to put it aside. That's the strength of the personality of Aaron HaKohen, the lesson of Ayidem Aaron, to be able to separate things, to be able to live a life to its fullest and not let a challenge in life overcome the person. So a beautiful lesson from Vayidhem Aaron. We find also in this week's parasha a machlaikis between Moshe and Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu held that an oinein should eat the chatas Rosh Chodesh, should eat the meat of the chatas Rosh Chodesh. And Aaron HaKohen disagreed. He said, V'achalti chatas hayayim, hayita b'nei Hashem. It's a machlaikis, like we're used to machlaikis tanoim and amiroim. This is Moshe and Aaron having a dispute. As Rashi says, Aaron argued, it's a svara, it's logical. He said that there's a logical reason to make a distinction between a one-time carbon, which we're commanded to eat, and a monthly carbon, which we should not be eating. And Moshe Rabbeinu agreed. There's a thought in the Sefer Torah Ha'ayel, which is also a yisayid of the Meshech Chachma. They both say the following yisayid. They say that since the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu had no permission to say any chidushim misvara, to say a chidush from his own svara. Whatever came out of the mouth of Moshe was halacha l'Moshe Messina. It was something given to Moshe Rabbeinu directly. And if there was a new Shaila, we find throughout Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't answer. He asks the Rabbi Nishalaylam. We find by the Mekalel, the Pasuk says, V'yitneu b'mishmar, they put him in jail, Lifrei Shalohem, Al Pi Hashem, so that God would tell them what to do. We find by the Duras of Tzalavcha, V'yakrei Moshe's Mishpatan, Lifnei Hashem. Moshe didn't pass him based on Svarah. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu pass him based on Svara? Because Moshe Rabbeinu had to have the integrity that everything that came out of his mouth was directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else. The Gemara does say, Gimel Dvarim Asa Moshe Rabbeinu Midaitai. Three things Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own. But that the exception proves the rule. There were three occasions where he had a reason to do something special, something unique. But the point is, he didn't routinely do that. Anybody who sits and learns says a svara all the time. That's the way we learn. We learn by thinking and applying ourselves. Moshe Rabbeinu, well, he no doubt in his mind applied svaras. He was careful to say things to Klal Yisrael only that he heard from Sinai. With this, the Meshech Chacham answers a Navi Kash. We find in Nach that after Moshe Rabbeinu died, Nishtachu shloish meis dinim b'techavelo shel Moshe. During the Vayis HaMoshe, 300 dinim were forgotten. And the Pasuk says, the Chazal say rather, that Osniel hirziram b'pulpulai, that Yeshua was not told an answer, and somebody else, Osniel, who was the next Shaifet, with his pilpul, he answered the 300 shailas. Why didn't Yeshua do at least some of them? Why wasn't he Mazeh Pilpul Pulai? Says the Meshech Chachma, because Yeshua was a continuation of Moshe. It says V'yedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimer. It says V'yedaber Hashem al Yeshua Leimer. It says Yeshua, because a few dinim were given through him. And Mamela, he was not allowed. He didn't have the right to be Mazur Dova Bipul Pulai. So this is a Yisoid in the Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu explains that Aaron was Mechadish Al Pisvara, and Moshe was Maskim. But Moshe Rabbeinu did not have the right to be Mechadish Halacha Al Pi Svara. So these are two thoughts regarding the parasha. All of Klal Yisrael is thinking about the Avelos of the Sar Shel Torah, the Sarah Torah of our generation, somebody great on the level of previous generations, or Chaim Kanievsky, a most incredible malach among men, really a malach among human beings. During the numerous times I had occasion to speak about Reb Chaim in different settings, I think what came to mind that's most significant as a takeaway is the fact that I'm miles away from Reb Chaim. And yet there were a number of occasions where I heard Reb Chaim said this or that, and I changed my behavior based on that. And what comes to mind very specifically is I had once heard, it was publicized, that Reb Chaim said to somebody that Lasid Lava and the Yom Hadin, you'll understand that there were certain nisyonos you had in this world, certain averis that you may have done or mitzvahs you didn't do. But when they're going to ask you, why didn't you wash from Alav Malka, you'll have no answer. It's just a laziness. And Reb Chaim tried to push people to wash from Alav Malka, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's a separate siman in Shulchan Aruch to give the honor to Shabbos with Alav Malka. And since that day, Babli Neder, I have, I believe, always, without exception, washed from Alav Malka. Except, of course, when it was a fast day, Matzah Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av comes out. But whenever I could, I wash from Alav Malka. It's a beautiful behavior. I once mentioned this, and a good yidid of mine, Rosh Hashiva, one of the big yeshivas in our area, said, interesting, the same thing with me. I heard the same story. Since then, I also wash from Alav Malka. When you hear from another Gadol that something is important, you do it. And Reb Chaim had the power to push the types of schoolists that are what? Schoolists that are halacha. The halacha. Hidurim and halacha, maybe. But halacha. Ay, Yehezek Rebarach. A good Shabbos to one and all.